Hello everybody, and welcome to 106 of Gordon Valentine's podcast, which is recorded today on the 2nd of April 2011. Yes, I've been a bad boy again. This is only the second podcast recorded of the year, which is really bad considering it's like April, so like the fourth month into the year even, I can't even speak. If I start sneezing, it's because this mic has not been used in a while and it's covered in dust. I try and give it a blow clean. That sounds a bit dodgy, giving a mic a blow clean. That's really think before it's open mouth. Anyway, what have I been up to since I recorded my last podcast? Oh yeah, I have a new look website, which I'm sure you all know about by now, because it's been online, well, about a few months, I think. Yes, so I haven't been to it. You really do need to check it out. So you see it on the website, yes? www.gordon-valentine.com. Anyway, I think now it's basically got all the stuff that was on the old website, but if you looked at it, it was just why it's so much better. The old website used frames, which was like, well, Stone Age. I think frames have been about probably since about IE2, so when it was the very first sort of versions of even, as it used to be called, Netscape, so god. Almost since Windows 3.1, almost, not quite, but it's going back a long time. The website's used frames since the day it went live, which was like, well, since about 16, considering I'm now 31, it was long overdue for an update. Since it's a lot better, because it's now done using WordPress, so before I used Gmail, to update a page, it was just a pain in the arse, because I had to have a copy of the website on my computer, whatever computer's on, whereas now, since it's in WordPress, I can log on from any computer in the world and basically log into the main page and add things. And also, if you look at it now, you'll see it gets updated like a hell of a lot more often because this month alone, not really accurate, I'll post one blog, but if you look at, say, last month, I think it worked as virtually every second day I was posting a new blog to it because it's just so much easier to do. And also now, people like, when you log into it, if you let's go to clicking one, since you can post comments about every single thing. So it means the website doesn't have a guest book, but it doesn't really need a guest book because people now can leave comments on a specific page or a specific post. And it's also good because I can run polls, which are always down the left hand side. It's got a link to my Twitter feed, so again, that's updated so I can post anything to Twitter. It's also down the right hand side, I said left, right hand side, it's got a link to my Facebook fan page, which I've now got 146 fans, which is pretty good to be quite honest. I'm quite pleased by that. If you're not a fan on my Facebook, and to do that, it's facebook.com/GordonVal, and that's basically Gordon, which is versus VEL, which is like the first three letters of my last name, which is Valentine. I'm sure you all know that. What else is on the website? Oh, yeah, it's got a thing called Foursquare check-ins, which is really good. So it means if I go to places, I can check in, so it means you can basically see where I am. And that doesn't mean you're allowed to come and stalk me, to be honest. If you even think about it, well, bad person. And if I've just given you that idea, whoops. Another thing you notice on the new website, I now post a hell of a lot more photos, because I think I'm already sort of, well, I don't have any photos I've posted so far, but a lot. Again, the only thing, the photo thing, it's on the old, it links back to the old website, but it's, I'm not even going to why I have to do that, but it does work really well. So I've been to my website, check it out. What else I've been up to since I did my last podcast? Oh yeah, I've been doing a hell of a lot of cycling so far this year. Considering it's like only April, I'm sorry, I'm just like trying to work out how many miles I've actually done. Come on, website, load. Yeah, just speak amongst yourself, I find my cycling stats. I'll also be more organised and work out how many miles I've done before even I start speaking. I've done 1,240.7 miles, which may not sound a lot, but that's basically more miles in the first 4 months of the year than I did in the whole of 2007 and the whole of 2000 and something. But anyway, yeah, I've basically done 2006, so basically I've done more miles already in those 2 years, but at the end of the year I'm hoping to do 5,000 miles. I may think that's difficult, but considering I've already done 1,000, and at the moment I'm averaging, well, about 170 plus a week, but put it this way, in March I did 666 miles, which is like the most miles I've ever done in a single month since doing the entrance cycle. I was hoping to hit 700 miles, but we sort of like really windy days for the last couple of days. So it was like, I went out yesterday, for example, and then I got blown off a bike. So instead of doing my normal like 30 plus miles, I did 12 miles in the far going today. Looking at it, it's really nice weather, but I just can't be arsed on my bike for some reason. Mainly because, I don't know, I just feel a bit bleh today. Anyway, else? Oh yeah, tomorrow I'm going up to Scotland for a whole week. So it means a whole week of just nothing, no stress, nothing to worry about. Well, other than look at mum and dad's dog. Well, a family dog, as they'll say, because I can remember picking him out. So that'll be fun. But the only thing about the dog, he is getting a bit old, bless him, so... But yeah, I don't think he's got too much longer to go, and I'll really miss him when he's gone, because he's, what, 12, 13 now, so we sort of got him probably, I can't remember what age he would have been now, so when I was still at high school, basically, so a long time ago. Anyway, that's it for this podcast. I hope people download it, but since I've had to move lots and stuff about it, I'm not just on iTunes and all that lot of quote with the way the podcast is now broadcast. Anyway, that's it for now, and I'll speak to you all when I do another one of these. Bye-bye for now!